أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. In the previous ayat we read where how Allah Ta'ala tests a person, and sometimes Allah tests a person by giving him his ni'mah, giving him prosperity, giving him goodness. Then man, when he generally fails this test, he says it is because I was worthy of it. That's why Allah gave it to me. It is my hard work. I made lot of effort, lot of mujahada, and this is even in the matters of dunya and in the matters of deen also. When a person thinks I deserve this, and that it was only my right that I had to get all this because I worked hard for it. So for that, Allah Ta'ala says then, that should not be the case. Allah is addressing us and warning us that we should ascribe everything to Allah, that Allah, you gave it to me, it isn't anything from my side. On the other hand, another test also Allah puts to mankind, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مُبْتَلَاهُ اور وہ جس وقت اس کو جانچ ہے. When Allah Ta'ala tests a person in a different way, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَ پھر کھینچ کرے اس پر روزی کی. And then Allah Ta'ala pulls his روزی away. Now he's got poverty, there is difficulties or whatever else. Now he had good health, now he's not in good health anymore. Or any other, before he had no problems with the family, with friends, neighbors. Now he's got all problems with the business, wherever it can be. So this is also a test from Allah. And a person should also understand this is from Allah Ta'ala. But then what a person says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا تو کہے میرے رب نے مجھے ذلیل کیا. He says, my Allah, he has disgraced me, he has humiliated me, I don't deserve this. I had to be having good health, I had to be having a comfortable life. Why has my Allah done this to me? And moreover, it is in this test also that a person fails. That whatever conditions come to a person should understand that it is from Allah Ta'ala. So this is in the case where it is a test from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah brings such conditions. But moreover, generally ulama have written, it is on account of some sinning of ours. Then Allah brings difficult conditions. And instead of finding out what that sin is within us, making tawbah, istighfar, making amends and correcting our lives, but na'uzu billah, though we don't seem to understand it, we accuse Allah. That, Ya Allah, why you gave me these difficulties in my life now? Why have I got these problems, etc.? A person, for example, misuses his cell phone, which has become so common. Now he's got endless problems at home with his wife, with his family, with his children also. And then he wonders now, and sometimes we go to the one other side and we blame it on jadu now. That we were living so nice and happy, somebody has made jadu. But we brought it upon ourselves with our sinning or any other guna that we commit. And if we have to just look into ourselves, also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when a person is caught in difficulties and hardships, then he says, I wonder which guna I committed that this problem has come to me. As though he's saying, before there was no guna in my life. Now there's some guna, one guna came. In fact, we have to think which guna is not in our lives. If we read and study the books of the pious, they admit that every guna is in their lives. Our ibadat also is guna. Our ibadat, the condition of our ibadat is also guna. We made fajr now, how much we had concentration in our fajr. Everything of ours is so weak, but we don't think, where is my fault? And we wonder why I have got this problem, sir, in my life. So we have to look at our own faults. Very fortunate is that person, and this is also by the tawfiq of Allah only, that a person starts looking for his own faults and he does not blame Allah Ta'ala for his condition, that why has Allah brought this upon me. So the first thing is, and we should take it generally, in fact always, that's my wrong that I have done, that's why these conditions are there. Otherwise the exceptionally pious, even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, went through very great difficulties and trials, but that was a test from Allah. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are completely free of all sin. They haven't committed any sin. But the test, it was a test from Allah Ta'ala. So these two conditions Allah brings upon a person, and always a person is going through one of the two conditions. Either he's in a comfortable condition, comfort zone he's going through, then also he should not be unmindful, he should make shukr to Allah. And Allah can take away that ni'mat also, he must understand, any time Allah can take it away. It is, for example, a person is writing out a check for 10 billion rand, and now if he starts boasting and thinking, 10 billion rand check I'm writing, he makes a mistake, then he himself will cancel that check. So that check, which was number 52, for example, which was so valuable, now it is cancelled. So we also, if we think I'm very valuable, and I'm making lot ibadat of Allah, it must not happen, we cancel ourselves. And then we are worth nothing whatsoever. Not even that paper on which we are written. So a person must fear. And when difficulties, conditions come, then also a person shouldn't go to the other extent, and he becomes completely despondent, depressed, loses hope in Allah's mercy, and wonders that what has happened, which guna have I committed. But he must know it's also from Allah, and he must guard himself in that condition also. So whether it is in enjoyment and good condition, or difficult and hard condition, we must turn our attention at all times to Allah, and Allah becomes very pleased with that person. And at the time of his maut, Allah announces to Malakul Maut that banda of mine, I've tested him in all conditions, and he came out exactly as I wanted him to. Go and bring him now to me so that I can reward him tremendously for passing all the tests which I had put him through. Allah make it easy for us all, and Allah Ta'ala give us that great success and victory which is by Allah Ta'ala.